भद्रं कन्नेभिश्रुणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
What we have understood in the Agama Prakaranam, then Advaita Prakaranam, Vaithathya Prakaranam and Advaita Prakaranam, the essence we have in these two verses. This Mangala Charana Shloka. These are the two verses of Adishankar Bhagavatpada written as benedictory verses. In all his benedictory verses, he presents, before he begins his commentary on Upanishads, they present the essence of the teaching. Like in Taittiriya also. In the Taittiriya Upanishad, he says, Yasma jatan jagat sarvam yasmin neva praliyate yene dandharyate chaiva tasmai jnanatmane namaha. Verse, but this is the main verse where he says that salutations unto that Bhagavan from whom the universe comes into manifestation, by whom everything is sustained, in whom everything resolves. By saying that, even though it looks as though Bhagavan is, there's no creation, creator. He only says, when the universe appears also, doesn't appear outside of Bhagavan, but exists in Bhagavan, and results also it remains in Bhagavan only. The universe is always non-separate from Bhagavan. Being non-separate, the whole universe is Brahman only. And who is that Brahman? Jnanatma, who is of the nature of pure knowledge only. Unto him are salutations. This is the verse he presented in Taittiriya Upanishad. So here also, very beautiful verses, been chanting every day. Let us see the meaning again today.
प्रज्ञानाम् शुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकर व्यापिभिर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ्मायया भोजयन्नः मायासङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि.
So here, natah asmi. See the last word, natah asmi means I remain bowing. I remain bowing to that absolute reality which is implied by the term Brahma. Nataha asmi. Nataha asmi. I have bowed, I remain bowing to that reality, absolute reality, which is implied by the term Brahma. And what is that absolute reality implied by the term Brahma? We say, here, the whole verse describes Brahma.
Prajnana amshu pratanehi Sthira chara nikara vyapi bhihi lokan vyapya
Stavishtan Bhogan Bhuktva. And the first line he says, Stavishtan Bhogan Bhuktva. Take that word. Stavishta means sthula. Actually, gross, grosser, gross. Stavishta means grossest. Stavishtan Bhogan Bhuktva. So having enjoyed, having experienced the gross objects, Brahman alone remains. So that sentence says what? This Brahman is there as the experiencer, waker, obtaining in the waking state. Stavishta Bhoga Bhoktru. Who is Brahman? Brahman is the one who is there as the waker in the waking state and who alone enjoys the grossest objects available for experience in the waking state. So to be able to, Brahman is not the experiencer enjoyer, but the one who obtains as the experiencer enjoyer in the waking state is Brahma. Got it now? Who is the wake? Is Brahman the enjoyer? No. Brahman is not the enjoyer, experiencer, knower, observer. But the observer, waker, enjoyer, experiencer, obtaining in the waking state is none other than Brahma. Then what is the title for Brahma? Vishwaha. As Vishwaha, it is Brahman alone, is there as the waker. So Vishwaha means what? As the all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence in all the living beings. Was as Vishwaha. Okay. How? By the very nature of all pervasiveness, pervades the entire world. So he says, Sthira Chara Nikara Lokan Vyapya. Having Vyapya means having pervaded. Having pervaded what? Lokan. All the objects. All the objects of all the worlds. Not only this Bhuloka. Okay. All the worlds. Having pervaded all the worlds of all the objects. And objects are what? Sthira, Chara. Sthira and Chara. Sthira stands for the unmoving, immobile beings. Like plants, etc. Stavara Bhutani. Chara means mobile beings. So, Sthira Chara, mobile and immobile beings. You can say living and non-living also. How does he pervade? Sthira Chara Nikara Vyapi Bhihi, which pervade, is it? What is it which pervades? It is the only reality which is object of consciousness as rays of consciousness, in the form of rays of consciousness. Okay? So, prajnanam means consciousness. Prajnana amshuhu singular, ray of light. Ray of consciousness is prajnana amshuhu. Prajnana amshavaha, rays of consciousness. So, this reality Brahma, which is object of consciousness, its own ray, in the form of rays of consciousness, obtaining as countless number of jivas. Every jiva is like the ray of consciousness. What is jiva? The same consciousness being all pervasive, obtaining as innermost essence is like a ray of consciousness. So, we can say Chidabhasaha also. Chidabhasaha, manifested. The consciousness obtaining in, associated with the body, mind and complex, or any upadhi. You can say any upadhi is what now? Manifest consciousness. Or, you can say Chidabhasaha. Every Chidabhasa is what now? Ray of consciousness. Isn't it? So, in the form of Chidabhasaha, manifestations of the consciousness, the rays of consciousness. So, you say, Prajnana Amshu Pratanaihi. The all-pervasive rays of consciousness, the only reality, Brahman alone. Sthirachara Nikara Vyapi Bihi Lokan Vyapya. Pervading all the worlds, pervading all the worlds, all the objects, the mobile and immobile beings. Then, what is now remaining there as Chidabhasa? With the title Vishwaha, enjoys, experiences the objects of the gross world, obtaining in the waking state. Understand now? Until that is the first verse. So, prajnana amshu pratanehi, sthirachara nikara vyapi bihi lokan vyapya, buktva bhogan. First, okay. So, the waker with the title Vishwaha, available in the waking state, is another than Brahman. We don't need to go in such a Brahman anywhere. A Brahman alone is there with the name Waker Experiencer in the waking state. Being the Waker Experiencer, by the very nature of knowing, isn't it? Being associated with the body, mind, and complex, or being associated with the different mobile, immobile, upadhis, pervading everything, enjoys, experiences the gross objects available in the waking state. This is first one. Then, punaha api, again, the same Brahman, being all pervasive, being unmoving, changes the role play. Role changes. Same person. Person is the same. Role changes. Isn't it? What happens? Dishana udbhasitan kama janyan pitva. Again, the same waker experiencer with a different qualification as the dreamer. The different qualifications, the word is not there. I have to tell you that. As with the different qualifications, the dreamer experiencer, as taijasaha, Sarvan Visesha, okay. He experiences Dishana Udbhasitan Kamajanyan. Dishana means mind. So, Dishana Udbhasitan Kamajanyan. And all those objects of desire in dream state, and which, no? Is available for what? Dishana Udbhasita, which are shining in the intellect. In subtle forms. Because whatever he experienced, whatever has been experienced in the waking state, has gone into the mind, and not available for vasanas. So Dishana Udbhasitan. So all objects of desire which have been experienced and which have gone into the mind and which are from subtle vasana forms and which are replayed and which are again experienced in the intellect. So, Dishana Udbhasitam is in the form of subtle thoughts. Dishana Udbhasitan Pitva. Pitva means again having drunk. Literally means having drunk. We take it as having enjoyed, having experienced. Same. Now we can understand the experiencer obtaining in the waking state as a waker Vishwaha is same experiencer again available in the dream state who is enjoying the subtle objects of desire. Isn't it? Obtaining in the mind. Again in the subtle form he experiences the dream objects also. Deshana Udbhasitan. Dishanodbhasitan kamajanyan peet pibati. He alone is the experiencer. So the experiencer does not change. The same experiencer continues to be there. So all it is a promised. Experiencer Vishwaha continues to be there as Taijasaha, experiencing the dream state, and he is the one who is experiencing subtle objects, you know, subtle thoughts obtaining in the mind. So, Deshana Udbhasitan Kamajanyan Pibati Pitva. Having enjoyed, then what happens? Again, the same experiencer, the same Brahma, who obtains as the experiencer in the waking state as Vishwaha, obtained the dream state as Taijasaha, he continues, Brahman continues to be there as Pragyaha also. Then what does he do? Pragyaha. As Pragyaha, it is said, Sarvan Viseshan Pit, okay? Sarvan Viseshan Naha Bhojayanne Madhurabhung. Madhurabhung means experience of sweetness. Madhuram means sweet, isn't it? The sweetness implies what now? Sukham. What is desirable? Sweet is desirable for us. Isn't it? Who doesn't like sweets? Okay. So sweet, madhurabhung means enjoyer of the bliss. Enjoyer of the bliss in total ignorance. Isn't it? Enjoyer of bliss in total ignorance is madhurabhung. Enjoyer, experiencer of the experiencer obtaining in deep sleep state, experiencing what? Experiences bliss, okay, which is there a result of non-identity in total ignorance in deep sleep state. When Swapiti, he sleeps, does he sleep? No. The same Swapiti Madhurabhung Naha Bhojayan Sarvan. So making us have that experience. Okay? Whose presence contributes for the experience? Making us experience. So Dishana Udbhasitan Kamajanyan Sarvan Viseshan Pitva Madhurabhung Swapiti Naha Mayaya Bhojayan. How is it possible? How is it possible for this all pervasive one consciousness to play the role of, okay, to be obtaining as the waker in the waking state, dreamer in the dream state, the dreamer experiencer, and then again the sleeper experiencer, isn't it? The deep sleep state also, Mayaya, okay? Because of the power of Maya. It is his para. What is this Brahma? Param Amritam Ajam. Absolute, exalted, immortal, unborn reality Brahman alone. And that Brahman, which is Maya Sankhya Turiyam. Maya Sankhya Turiyam, which is not, Turiyam means fourth. It is not real number. Okay. Maya Sankhya means what? Maya Sankhya means it is the not real number. Isn't it? Like the fourth person. Like the fourth person. Maya Sankhya Turiyam. like the fourth person as though, not really fourth person, like the fourth person as though the fourth person, who's that which is there, okay, who is not the waker, who is not the dreamer, who is not the sleeper, but as the sleeper, as the waker, as the dreamer, understand, who is there, like the fourth person, without any qualification. Without waker, dreamer, sleeper qualifications, that which is there is, in fact, like the fourth person, the pure consciousness, without any qualifications, is there, is what is that? Exalted, immortal, timeless, unborn consciousness, implied by the term Brahma. I remain bowing to that Brahma. This is the literal meaning. Got it now? The same thing is going to be repeated in the next verse also. So, is one long sentence. Can you believe? It's one long sentence, is one verse. So, yat brahma tat namaha astat nataha asmi. Yat brahma tat nataha asmi. I remain bowing to that Brahman, that reality, which is implied by the term Brahma, which is immortal, which is exalted, which is unborn, which alone is like the fourth being, which is there like the fourth being. Okay. Because of the qualifications it has, as the one experience obtaining in the waking state, experience obtaining in the dream state, experience obtaining in the deep sleep state, the three different qualifications as waker experiencer, dreamer experiencer, and then sleeper experiencer, in three different states of the mind. Okay? Pervading all the upadis, the mobile upadis. But it's available for experiencer for here. He not available for experiencer for other upadis. Here it is, he's available, this Brahman is available for experience as I myself, as the waker in the waking state. How they experiencing all the gross objects. Stavishtan bhogan bhuktva. Then, later on, again, continues to be there as the experiencer, available, obtaining in the dream state, experiencing, enjoying all the objects, obtaining subtle forms in the mind. Deshana udbhasitan kama janyan sarvan viseshan pitva madhurabhung mayaya naha bhojayan swapiti. Making us all enjoy, have these experiences with its own power of maya is there. So I bow to that Brahman. Prajnanam shupratanai. That's why every jiva is like what? Prajnana Amshu. You can say that way also. Another meaning is what? Another meaning is, the one and the only consciousness obtaining as the innermost essence through various rays of consciousness alone, through the sense organs, all five sense organs, isn't it? One ray of consciousness comes as what? The seeing power. One ray of consciousness coming as hearing power. One ray of consciousness coming as the smelling, power of smelling. One ray of consciousness coming as power of taste and power of touch. Another meaning, isn't it? We can say, prajnana amshavaha, the rays of consciousness can be taken as what? Many jivas. That only consciousness as jivas, okay, and is there through all the sense organs, isn't it? Illumining the world of external world of objects, pervading all the objects, and then contribute for experience of the world. And the Brahman alone is enjoying and experiencing the world of objects also. There is no experiencer of the external world of objects other than Brahma. There is no experience of dream world, dream of experience in the mind also other than Brahma. There is no experiencer of the unmanifest universe. Okay? Experience of bliss in total and total ignorance in deep sleep state also is Brahma. Therefore what? But the unmanifest world also is non-separate from what? Unmanifest universe. Unmanifest universe. The world is not experienced also. Unexperienced, unmanifest universe also is non-separate from the experiencer Brahma. Prajnaha. The subtle manifestation, the dream world also is non-separate from the experiencer Brahma. The waking universe also is non-separate from the experiencer Brahma. Anything experienced, unmanifest or the manifest, subtle or gross, is non-separate from the experiencer Brahma. Isn't that is the main teaching here. Therefore what? The whole jagat is Brahma. But Brahman is not anything. Brahman is not the waker, not the experiencer. Waker experiencer, not the dreamer experiencer, not the sleeper experiencer. But then Brahman is what? Pure consciousness. Being distinct from all those. Being distinct. Being free from all qualifications is what? Brahman is just Turiyam. Like the fourth. That which obtains is the pure consciousness, which is unborn, which is timeless, which is immortal, implied by the term Brahma. Okay. Go next verse. Pratanam again, spreading. The spreading, we don't, all pervasiveness implied here. All pervasiveness. Amshu pratanaha means what? All pervasive rays of consciousness. See, there's no ray of consciousness. The only consciousness. The only consciousness, being all pervasive in all the upadis and through all sense organs also, illumining the external world of objects, experiences. Therefore, this way all pervasiveness is implied by the term pratana. Okay, next verse. The same meaning continues again. Yo vishvatma vidhija vishayan. Yo vishvatma vidhija vishayan. Prashya bhogan sthavishthan. Prashya bhogan sthavishthan. Paschachanyan. Paschachanyan swamati vibhavan, swamati vibhavan, jyotishasvena sukshman, jyotishasvena sukshman, sarvanetan, sarvanetan, punarapishanai swatmani sthapayitva. Pishanai swatmani sthapayitva. Hitva sarvan visheshan. Hitva sarvan visheshan. Vigata gunaganaf patvasau nasturiyah. Vigata gunaganaf patvasau nasturiyah. The subtle aspect you have to make note. In the first verse, he talks about the reality as the reality of the whole cosmos implied by the term Brahman. That Brahman is available as the experiencer in every individual. Isn't it? So Jivatma Paramatma Swarupa Aikyam is already mentioned. The second verse, he does not say Brahma. It's a masculine gender word. Brahman is a neutral gender word. Turiyaha. There he said Maya Sankhya Turiyam, he said. But here Turiyaha Atma. So in the second verse, he sees this all-pervasive reality Brahman is the Atma obtaining as the innermost essence implied by the term Atma. So Atma is Brahman, Brahman is Atma, one and the same. So here he says, Patu may protect. Patu may protect. Who may protect here? Azau Turiyaha. This Atma, this all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence, as the nearest self. Aso means this. When you said this, you had to say what? The nearest self. Obtaining as the very content of I. Like the fourth person. Who is meant, okay, who is also meant by the same term fourth. Okay, why fourth? Is there a fourth? No. It is only, already we heard Maya Sankhya Turiyam, isn't it? So, Aso Turiyaha Naha Patu. Why like the fourth? He says, Vigata Guna Ganaha. Very important. Guna Ganaha. Okay, a host of attributes. A group of attributes, what? Guna Ganaha. Vigataha, Vigataha, Guna Ganaha, Yasmat. So, Vigata Guna Ganaha. The one who is free from all attributes. What are the attributes? We say Vishvaha. Waker experiencer is an attribute for what? Atma. Waker experiencer. And we say dreamer experiencer. Sleeper experiencer. When you say the experiencer, Vishwaha, Taijasaha, Prajnaha, they're all qualifications. They're all attributes. When? Because of the associate, because of the association, the body, mind, sense complex, obtaining as the innermost essence of the body, mind, sense complex, this Atma, which is actually Brahma, has these attributes. Enjoys the attributes, isn't it? So here it is. First we say, Yaha Vishwatma. Yaha Vishwatma. Vishwatma means what? This Atma, the attributeless Atma, obtaining in the waking state, having the qualification of Vishwaha, is what now? Vishwatma. As experience obtaining the waking state, as Vishwaha, what does the Atma do here? Prashya. Prashya means having experienced, having enjoyed. So having enjoyed implies what? The enjoyer experiencer obtaining the waking state is the Atma. So, enjoys what? Vidhija Vishayan. Vidhija Vishayan. Two components you have to make note. Okay? There, in the first verse, we say, as the waker, obtaining as the waker, the one who experiences, enjoys the okay, all the gross objects we said. Understand? Now here also, the same object he mentions as a vidija vishayan. Vishayaha means objects. You see, Atma alone, obtaining in the waking state, enjoys, experiences the objects. Okay, the objects of both objects in the form of pleasure and pain also. Goes through both paths of opposites. Vidija Vishayaha means it has the experiences the paths of opposites. Why paths of opposites? Because Vidija. So Vidija implies Avidija also. Vidija means anything, any result of action performed in conformity with dharma is vidhija. Result of action is against dharma is what? Avidija. So vidija implies punyam, avidija implies papam. So vidija vishayaha means what now? Both punya papams. So yaha vishvatma, that experiencer, waker experiencer, obtaining in the waking state, who alone experiences all the pairs of opposites, translations of the results of right and wrong actions, punya papams. Is it clear now? Yeah. So vidhija vishayan prashya. And they are savishtan bhogan. It's a gross. Savishtan bhogan. Gross objects also. So he experiences the results of the pairs of opposites, results of the right and wrong actions in the form of gross objects also experiencing gross objects also. A waker experiences two things. He experiences the gross objects, like everything. Whatever is perceived through sense organs is what? Gross object. Whatever is seen, heard, smelt, tasted, touched, is it? In the waking state. Well, sthavishtaha bhogaha. Sthavishtan bhogan prashya. Vidija vishayan prashya. Two things here. You experiences the external world of gross objects through sense organs. You also go through the prabala prarabdha. In the way, prabala prarabdha means what? The experience, you go through the pairs of opposites, desirable, undesirable situations, which are translations of the results of punya pavams in the waking state. The two things. Physically experiencing object of I see all of you, I see the light. This is all experiencing light, hearing the sounds, all vidhija sthavishtaha vishayaha. I'm happy now, pleasure, there is punya karma. Isn't it? Now we all, now it is a punya karma. Listen to the shastra is a punya karma. It is what? It is a vidhija vishayaha. Being able to listen to the subject matter of the shastram is a vidhija vishayaha. An object of experience, which is a desirable situation, which is the translation of our own punya karma. If any of you have some back pain, something is not, some discomfort, that is simultaneously papa karma. Understand now? In the waking state, we have two things. We experience the gross objects through sense organs. Mentally also we go through. In the waking state itself, mentally also we go through the experience of pairs of opposites, the results of, the translations of the results of right and wrong actions in the waking state. And who is the experiencer here? Atma is not the experiencer, but the experiencer obtaining in the waking state as Vishwaha, as Vishwatma, the waker is Atma only. Therefore, Yaha Vishvatma, that experience, waker experiencer, known as Vishvaha, who alone is experiencing, okay, all these pairs of opposites, results of right and wrong actions in the waking state, also experiences the gross objects. Isn't it? Perceptible through sense organs, that Atma alone, then what does he do? In the waking state, enjoying all is having enjoyed, experienced prashya. So, yaha vishvatma, vidija vishayan, savishtan bhogan prashya, in the waking state, then, paschat, then, thereafter. Paschat means thereafter. The same vishvat experiencer, anyan, Swamati Vibhavan. Swamati Vibhavan means what? Obtaining in the mind. Swamati Vibhavaha. Mati means here mind. Swamati Vibhavan. Obtaining in one's own mind. Sukshman. They are not perceptible through sense organs. Sukshman means subtle. Isn't it? See, in the waking state, you go through the, you have the, you go through the pairs of opposites. Okay? Which are the results of, which are prabala parabdha. Now, abala parabdha. You go through the abala weak parabdha in your dream. In dream also we have go through pairs of opposites. And in dream also we have objects of desires, etc. we experience. Therefore, anything, whether the we experience the pairs of opposites in dream, and also whatever objects, subtle objects we experience which are in the form of thoughts. No? Vasukshman anyan swamati vibhavan prashya. Again having same experiencer as the dreamer, as the taijasaha, goes through this pairs of opposites, the weak, results of the weak karma in the dream, and also experiences the subtle objects, the same objects in subtle form, in the form of thoughts, in the mind, obtaining in the mind. Swamati Vibhavan, how does he experience? Jvena Jyotisha, by the experiencer, by his own swarupma of consciousness, by one's own nature of consciousness. Svena Jyotisha, by one's own light of consciousness, by the nature of consciousness, experiencing the subtle objects in the form of thoughts, obtaining in the mind, as the dreamer, taijasaha. Paschat, swamati vibhavan sukshman anyan svena jyotisha prashya. One by one, okay. Then what happens? In the deep sleep state, etan sarvan punaha api, again all these gross objects and subtle objects in your thoughts, all of them slowly, shanehi, gradually, sarvan, again, swatmani sthapayitva. Again, withdrawing all those objects, experience the waking state and dream state, all of them, making them unmanifest, undifferentiated, keeping them in himself. Swatmani sthapayitva in the form of maya. Swatman is thapit, his own power. Retaining, it is like folding the whole world and retaining, okay, the whole world in the form of maya in himself. Swatman is thapitva. Then what is the name then? Sleeper. Then pragnaha. As a pragnaha, what is the Atmadu, as a pragyaha, as a sleeper experiencer, withdrawing, the folding the whole world of objects, obtaining in the waking state and the dream state, okay, keep retaining it as in itself, as inseparable power of maya. Finally, sarvan viseshan hitva. Okay. Sarvan Viseshan Hitva. Leaving aside all the qualifications. Viseshaha means all the qualifications, all the attributes. Sarvan Viseshan Hitva. Leaving aside all the qualifications. What are the qualifications? Vishwaha. Qualification Vishwa becomes dropped. Qualification Tajasaha becomes dropped. Qualification Pragyaha becomes dropped. Qualification Experiencer becomes dropped. All the qualifications become dropped. How do they become dropped? How do they get dropped? Physically, we can never drop the qualifications. Having dropped all the qualifications, means what? Okay, this Atma is always free from all qualifications. Does not need to drop the qualifications. Atma, which alone is there as the waker, dreamer, sleeper, the qualifications, but Atma is always free from the qualifications. As the one who is Sarvan Viseshan Hitva, Atma is there. For any Ajnani Jiva also, can, when he discovers one's own Swarupam being Atma, then he leaves all the qualifications as though. The leaving the qualification, not physically leaving, cognitively, one sees oneself being free from all qualifications. How? When a person discourses on Swarupam through the Shastra Pramanam. One has to see oneself, okay, one's own Swarupam, reflected by the words of the Shastram, then one can see oneself being free from all attributes. So, Sarvan Viseshan Hitva. Literally, nothing is given up, literally. Understand? In Jnanam, you can cognitively dropping the qualifications means discovering oneself being free from qualifications through the Shastra study. But your Atma is always free from qualifications. But as though it has qualifications because of the association with the Upadhis. Sarvan Viseshan Hitva. Then what happens? Vigata Gunaganaha. As the one who is free from all attributes. Vishvaha, Tayasaha, Pragya, all attributes become dropped. Then, when all attributes become dropped, Vishvaha, qualification number one, Tejasaha qualification number two, then Pragyaha qualification number three. So Turiyaha is not the fourth qualification. Okay? Not the fourth qualification. Turiyaha is the very, like the fourth. Because Atma seemingly has these threefold qualifications. Atma which is free from all qualifications is like the fourth person. At what a pure consciousness existence. Atma, Turiyaha is there. May that Turiya Atma, may that consciousness which is like the fourth person, which is the nearest self, that Atma, Naha Patu. May that Atma protect us. Is it clear now? Now, first verse, he mentions the word Brahma. Second verse, he mentions the Atma. Anyway, that Brahman, we understand as the Atma. That Atma is here Brahma. Both verses the same. That is why, two things are very important here. What are two things? One is Jiva. Jivatma Paramatma Swarupa, Jiva Brahma Aikyam. Essential oneness of the truth of the individual and the total. And other important thing is the non-separateness of the experienced, gross, subtle, unmanifest universe from the Atma. Jagat Brahma Aikyam. Two things. Jiva Brahma Aikyam, Jagat Brahma Aikyam. Oneness of the Jiva and Brahma. Oneness of Jagat and Brahma. That is how you get what? Vision of the non-duality of the reality. It is not enough if we say the truth obtaining in every individual is one and the same. It's not enough. There only Jivatma Paramatma Swarupa Aikyam will still leave you with the duality. There's still Jagat, Okay, the experiencer appearing in every individual is one and the same Brahma. All experience, there are not many experiencers. The only Brahma, only Atma is there as though many experiencers in different upadis. What the one, that is oneness. But what about the Jagat, the known? Not only the experiencer is Brahma Atma, experienced world also is Brahma Atma. Knower is Brahma, known is Brahma, but Brahman is neither the knower nor the experienced world. So, we can say Brahman, otherwise called Atma, is Jnatru Jneya Vilakshanam. Distinct from the knower known difference. Jnatru Jnana, you can say Jnayam also. Jnatru Jnana Jnaya Triputi Bhedarahitam Brahma. Again, wait, one more thing also. When the whole universe remains folded, as though folded, isn't it? Becomes unmanifested, as though it is folded and remains unmanifested and undifferentiated. Unmanifested, undifferentiated, avyakta, avyakrita, prapanchaha is what? Maya. And is Maya intrinsic? Maya is inseparable, but not intrinsic. Non-separate, but not intrinsic. Isn't it? That's why that Maya is also mithya. And the sthula prapanchaha is also mithya. Suksha prapanchaha is also mithya. Avyakta prapanchaha is also mithya. Avyakta prapanchaha is Maya. Suksha prapanchaha is subtle manifestation. Sthula prapancha is gross manifestation. Gross, subtle, unmanifest. Everything is mithya. Maya, karanam is mithya. Sukshma, sthula prapancha, karya prapancha is also mithya. Karana prapancha is mithya. Karya prapanchau are also mithya. Cause is mithya, effect is mithya. And karya karana vilakshanam brahmatma is satyam. So the two different ways of seeing, I mentioned the class also. From the standpoint of this universe, we can say what? All that is here is mithya. The standpoint of consciousness, existence, everything is Brahman. Understand now? Very careful that way. That's why Brahma, the reality implied by the term Brahman, which is a neuter gender word, is the same reality implied by the term Atma, which is a masculine gender word, and the two different words reveals only the reality in terms of its nature. The word Brahma reveals reality in terms of its nature of limitlessness, bigness, incomparable bigness. The word Atma reveals the reality in terms of its nature, specifically all-pervasiveness. Understand now? Therefore, essentially, everything can be reduced to Brahmatma. And when you say, I remain bowing to Atma, when you say, here bowing, usually whenever you say, I bow to Bhagavan, when you bow means, I am the one who am bowing. The Lord is some Tantami who is bowed to, isn't it? But here, when you say, I remain bowing to Atma Brahma means, there is no distance. It is Atma Nivedanam. Because it is what is absolute offering. The offering of the offerer. Isn't it? When the offerer offering of the offerer to the Lord is seeing oneself being non-separate from the Lord. Seeing oneself as the truth of the Lord. Understand? Seeing oneself as the truth of the Lord. Seeing oneself as the Lord is what? Seeing oneself being the truth. I am the very truth. When you say, this is the meaning of the word I bowing. Okay. Because when you bow to the Lord always, okay, Lord is the one who is bowed to, I am the one who I am bowing to. Bowing. That distance is not there here. Because what is offered is yourself. Offering means seeing everything being Brahman. Seeing oneself being not there. This I explained very elaborately in my introduction. I didn't take much time today. Therefore, hereafter, we can see, seer is Bhagavan, hearer is Bhagavan, the one who is smelling is Bhagavan, the one who is tasting is Bhagavan. Understand? The one who is going experiencing pairs of opposites is Bhagavan. Now, the experience is also Bhagavan. Pain is Bhagavan. Pleasure is Bhagavan. Okay? Desire is Bhagavan. Unfulfilled desire is also Bhagavan. Anger is Bhagavan. There's nothing which is not Bhagavan. And you are that Bhagavan. If you see yourself as everything, you understand everything being yourself, then you are free from everything. If you are non-separate from your desire, means your desire cannot trouble you. You are non-separate from the anger, means your anger cannot harm you. Your anger cannot harm others also. You must see the anger being non-separate for yourself. Isn't it? So see, everything is one's own sarupam. In this vision, there will not be an object of hatred. There cannot be object of passion, object of aversion also. Passion and aversion will resolve in this very jnanam. So there won't be object of passion, aversion. Because there will be only Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi means what? There's only Brahma. There's no subject, there's no object, there's no division. Absolutely. Always shifting the identity from there to the truth. Alone what? You keep yourself protected. This is what is real protection. That's why Naha Turiyaha Naha Patu means what? May that all pervasive reality implied by the term Atma obtaining as though the fourth being free from all qualifications protect me means what? Reveal its swarupam to me. Okay? So being blessed with the one vision of the oneness of the truth is being protected. Here you are asking for, begging for absolute protection. Total protection. What is protection? Being blessed with the vision of the oneness of reality, non-duality of the reality is protection. We are asking for absolute protection. Permanent protection. Everlasting protection. The protection which can never get lost. Which is not attained. Understand? A discovery of the protection is ever accomplished protection. A protection which can never be lost. So okay. We'll stop here now. Yo Vishvatma Vidhija Vishayan Prashya Bhogan Stavishtan
Paschachanyan swamati vibhavan jyotishasvena sukshman sarvanetan punarapishanai swatmanisthapayitva hitva sarvan viseshan vigata gunaganah patvasau nasturiyah. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Guru.